Hey everyone, welcome in to a daily editorial here on the KE Report. I'm kicking off this week's daily editorials, the shortened holiday Christmas week, with a company update from O3 Mining. Trade on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol OIII. I'm chatting with the president and CEO, Jose Vizcarra. Now, Jose, a couple news releases that came out last week. We're going to focus a lot on the news release that came out December 17th. It was a drill result. One hole from the Alpha project in this Simcar zone. Very high grade, 413 grams per ton gold over 1.2 meters. Now, one thing to note about this Simcar zone is there's also some other high grade results, not quite this high grade, but other results that I'm seeing that are about 10 grams over 3 meters. So this area, this Simcar zone, it looks like it's shaping up to be quite high grade. Now, again, this is just early on drilling, but give us a little insight on this recent drill result as well as the other high grade results you've seen in the area.
Yeah, no, for sure, Corey. This is great news for us. Simcar is shaping up very nicely. Simcar was an old mine where over 60,000 meters of more than 5 grams were produced, where there is already a non-43-101 over 60,000 meters again with more than 5 grams. And more important than anything else, this is really showing that the process works. We went to the field and do our initial assessment. We put all the data together. We did the artificial intelligence. We said we were going to confirm that in the field. The field confirmed the results. We drilled in the first in this first campaign, we end up having 2 good results. The first one of 3 meters of 10 grams, the second one of 1.2 meters of 413 grams. More importantly, the 413 grams, it is at 600 meters from surface. This means that the plunge or the rake that we have in this main zone is certainly telling us that we could have something really important. So this is something to follow up. We will continue to follow up. We have still a machine there working, and we're really looking forward for Simcar.
So, Jose, when I look at figure 3 here that outlines the drill results, and I'll put this figure below the interview, these high-grade results, the 10 grams at 3 meters, that was pretty much right at surface. This 413 grams, that's a bit deeper in the system, and you can even see where the mine was. It was all pretty much near surface. What's your takeaway from how far apart some of these high-grade results are and the fact that you have one pretty much at-surface result and then this one high-grade much deeper in the system?
Well, to your point, I mean, we got the 3 meters of 10 grams along strike in an area that was not drilled and we hit. And then we went along plunge, which means that just going diagonal at depth and we were able to hit again. And you see that there is quite a bit of space between the 1.2 meters of 413 grams and where the old mine tunnels were, and you can immediately join them from one place to the other and realize that there is at least over 300 meters between them that can be filled with drilling and that more likely will be part of that plunge. So it has been news that has been covered by many of our analysts. I certainly encourage your group to look into that because it is shaping very, very good.
So, Jose, is it fair to say that this is a new discovery since you only have a couple holes in it and you have hit some high-grade numbers, some of the highest-grade numbers on the actual Alpha property? Are you considering this a new discovery?
I don't want to take the credit for that. There is an old mine in there. But I can tell you one thing. The Osisko Group has always done a very good job on doing exploration in brownfields, which is around operations. That was the case of Canadian Malartic. That was the case around the Eagle Hill project, which is Windfall today. And that was the case on Barkerville. And this is the case in this particular scenario. So we are extremely happy about it.
So what's this other drill that is still drilling at this Simcar zone? What's it targeting? Where approximately is it compared to these previous results?
We are drilling 50 meters west from the current result in order to prove that there is a continuity and for us in order to confirm the plunge of the structure.
Okay, so consistent news out of the SIMCAR zone, and it's, well, one of the first times you and I have talked about it, and it's encouraging to see this type of high grade on this project. Now, the company does have a big drill program underway, right? And you're a multi-asset company as well. Total of, I think, 150,000 meters are being drilled in this program. Give us a general update on how far you are through this program and what everyone can look for in terms of future drill results, in terms of where the drills are located.
Well, this is really about to start, Corey, and I think this is a great opportunity for our investors to pile into here. The reason why I'm saying that is because we are right now drilling with 6 machines. We are moving to have 12 drill rigs on site. We have been able to show fundamental value to our shareholders through the 2 PAs that we did in the past 6 months. We show a fundamental value of $744 million for a company that today is worth around $180 million, which means that from a fundamental standpoint of view, the company is worth 2.5 times what the market cap is. And I think that now that we are going to have all the machines on site and do 120,000 meters of drilling that we still have to do, the value will be unlocked. A lot of information will be up to the market. We will have a flow of information, which is very, very important. We expect to have press releases at least every 3 weeks. And we started with SIMCAR. We will continue now in the winter doing a lot of drilling in our Bulldog Zone, which was a discovery we made last year. And we will continue to work on the basis of that discovery. So I think a lot of information will be now being given to the market.
In terms of updating resources or moving into more PEAs, there was a PEA news release that we'll get to, but are you guys going to update the resources as you move through this program?
Yeah, so the first pass, we usually operate like this. We do a first pass where we show the dimension, and then we go and do a resource. So we did our first pass in Bulldog, Orena 2 and Orena 4 last year. This is an area that we can only drill in the winter. So now that winter starts, we will certainly focus on putting this into a resource and to focus into have the resources in at least in an inferred category now.
Okay, now let's quickly touch on this Garrison PEA. The overall numbers, quite well, it shows that it's profitable. You're using a gold price of $1,450, and you see an after-tax NPV at a 5% discount rate, $321 million. After-tax IRR, 33%. Initial CapEx, $267 million. So this is a... all falls in line with what seems like to be the ongoing strategy of the company here of showing value and showing that these assets, these different assets, are profitable. I know that this is a second PEA that is out for the company. Give us a little insights on the combined value of these PEAs then.
Yeah, and you're absolutely right. We have been focused on fundamental value. We do believe in that, and we believe that eventually the markets do recognize the companies that shows fundamental value. I mean, that is something that Warren Buffett says all the time. I mean, as long as you buy things that are worth less than what they are really worth, you're making a good business. And I think that's what you will be doing if you believe in O3. The fundamental value is $744 million. And the current market cap is around 180. So this means that essentially, the fundamental value is worth 3 times our market cap right now.
What do you think the market's missing then here, Jose? Why isn't the company getting revalued on the back of these, what shows like economic PEAs?
Well, I think you and I have to explain better to the market what the fundamental value is. And I think that's what we're doing through the PEAs. The market appreciates much more the drilling results. We can see that there's a lot of companies that don't even have a resource and they're worth 5 times what we are worth. So clearly the market has an appetite to see how big the systems are more than to show economics. And that is fine. We will do that in the next year. We'll have 12 drill rigs there and we will show that that we are worth not only what our PA is saying, but much more, showing the potential to grow and, more important, showing good results.
Fair enough, and especially with some of these high-grade results, I think more people should be paying attention here. But you know what? I hold shares in the company. I like the work that you guys are doing, and it's enjoyable following along with all the drill results and some of these PEAs that are coming out showing the fundamental value of the company. If anybody has any follow-up questions for Jose, please email me, fleck@kereport.com, and I will get those answered for you. Jose, we'll follow up on the back of some more news. Thank you for your time.
Thank you very much for your time, Curry. All the best.